AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Yeah, Max Fo the Trophy Man checks me out. Boulet Care Podcast.
Yo, Boulet Cav Show, Boulet Care Podcast. We got to say welcome home to my guy X4 in the building. Yeah. He's back home. First of all, how's it feel, man? Obviously, you went and sat down for a little bit.
Yeah, a couple months. It feels good.
Something light?
Yeah, a couple months. Knock that out real quick.
I can only assume this short stint was, I mean, obviously the most popular you've been being incarcerated. So when you were, I was one of the hottest rappers in the city, if not the hottest rapper in the city, and you end up going in, like, is it tougher for you? Is it easier for you? Obviously more people are going to recognize you.
Yeah. Shit like that. Yeah. Like, yeah, people recognize me. I should be like, easy. Then it's like, not easy. And it was easy, but it's like, you know, be clout chasing that motherfucker too.
Like, people are like, yo, when you get out, let's do a song.
Or like, nah, as far as like enemies.
Oh, yeah. So they almost like, because
yeah, everybody,
you are who you are, you have a bigger target on your back in
type
there.
Shit. Yeah, but I be having like a lot of fans in there too though. So be like, so it go both ways.
This last time, did you get in any squabbles or was it pretty
chill?
Yeah,
like a couple, you know, that's how that should go. I was in IE County though, I wasn't in LA County, so it's a little different than our shit.
Yeah, LA County is supposed to be like hell on earth.
Yeah, it's cool.
IE County, what's the difference?
Program, the environment, the type of niggas. It's just different.
Right. IE has its own politics, their own shit.
Yeah, type shit, own hoods, like they own like little shit.
So it was probably like less stressful?
Yeah, for sure less stressful.
Yeah.
But bullshit in a way, but like less stressful as far as like enemies.
What was the reason that you had to go sit down, if you don't mind me asking? Like, was it like a probation or what was it?
Parole violation and a new case. A new case. They try to say that, you know. Some bullshit.
That
I alleged had something that I didn't have.
Right.
Type shit.
Is it for you like a reminder? Because I know you and I talked a little bit the last time you were here just about like, you know, making sure like you stay out.
No, yeah, for sure.
Because you have a lot more to lose.
No, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like now you have something to lose. Now you, like you have this bright future. Like, is that almost like another wake up call where you're like, damn. Like,
Hell yeah. It was bullshit that I went, but, like, at the time that I went, like, I low-key, like, needed that, though. It sound weird, but, like, I low-key, like, needed that. Because I was low-key, like, on the, going down, like, a bullshit. Like, I was doing bullshit.
You were getting back? Yeah.
I was doing bullshit. Yeah, so, like, that, like, woke me up, like, for sure. Like, a big wake-up call.
Do you feel like it hurt? Because you had so much momentum when you got locked up.
Yeah, I just dropped the tape, like, 2 days later.
That's what I'm saying. You was, because you got locked up in December, right?
Yep, December.
And what, your
December
project dropped?
23rd. And my project dropped like the 21st or something like that.
Crazy. So you weren't even out like to see the That shit's crazy. Like you put your first like
yeah, that shit. That's the big part that had me like low key like stressed out a little bit. Like, damn, I just dropped the tape. Fuck.
It's crazy too, because while you're locked up, this Lefty Gunplay guy goes absolutely viral.
Yeah.
So when I think of the hottest rappers in LA, I think of you, I think of Lefty.
Yeah.
Have you tapped in with him at all?
Yeah, I just met Lefty at the, we did the On the Radar thing.
He's a super nice guy.
Yeah, Lefty straight.
He does a lot of, you know, this.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah.
He's got his.
Yeah, we go get in the studio, get something
going. No, you guys got to get a record.
No, yeah, for sure.
He's hard. That's dope. That's dope. Yeah, the On the Radar shit was dope, too.
Yeah.
Who all was a part of that?
The LA edition, I think it was like me, Zo, Sama.
Shout out to Zo.
Yeah, for sure. Zo. Lefty. And I think they got Mozzie and all them on there. Mozzie. And should I forget what else, some other people?
So since you've been out, first of all, what's the first thing you did when you got out?
What's the first thing I did?
Yeah.
Got some pussy.
Yeah, that feels like the mandatory thing.
Yeah, hell yeah. Got some pussy and head. Then shit, got some food and shit.
What was the first meal?
Wingstop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Wingstop.
Lemon pepper?
Lemon pepper. 5 lemon pepper, 5 barbecue, 5 hot.
Oh, you got your order down.
Yeah. 15 piece, bone in.
You gotta go bone in.
Yeah, for sure. Some people like boneless, though.
Yeah, they're called, never mind. I won't say what they're called. I don't want to get canceled. But they're called, who the fuck they're called children. Yeah. Who the fuck, that's a chicken nugget, bro.
Yeah, that's a nugget, man.
When people say it's a boneless wing, I say no. There's nothing about this that's a wing. It's literally a chicken nugget.
Yeah.
It's a baby chicken tender.
Yeah, when it's boneless.
I mean, you're getting right back to work. So what's going on with you?
For sure, yeah. I got some shit coming on the way. I've been in the studio. Made a couple songs. Yeah. Probably finna drop a tape next month.
Next month?
Yeah.
How many songs you sitting on right now?
Gang of songs. I got a gang of songs.
Like more than 20? 15?
Probably more than 20.
Yeah. Maybe like 10 you love, though.
I be loving all my shit.
Really?
Yeah, I be loving
all of it?
Yeah, I be loving all of it. It's something that I like dislike more than others, but like far as like just like I like it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to me just about like for you, man, like is there anything that you feel like you could, if there's somebody who's watching this who's like an up and coming artist who maybe is like 1 foot in, 1 foot out on the streets, they got promise, they got potential, they got talent, what advice would you give them to make sure that they kind of don't follow in the same footsteps that you've, like you've kind of been able to do shit for other people to see as an example.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The things to do and not to do.
Yeah. Nigga just gotta just stay dedicated, cuz. Just stay in the studio. Just stay dedicated.
Stay out the way, man.
Stay out the way. Hell yeah, cuz when you in the way, you in the way.
I was gonna say, is it hard for you to like not wanna go out? Like, are you like the kind of guy who like
wants I'm
to
really hit
the
like
club, go to the strip club? Like,
nah, hell nah. Hell no. I'm like, I don't really like shit like that.
You just be at the crib.
Yeah, I'll be at the crib chilling. And especially like, I'm on anchor monitor, I'm on parole. Now I'm out on bail.
Damn. So you got a lot of shit hanging over.
Yeah, I got a lot of shit hanging, so I can't just be like, just out just doing shit. I gotta like, you know, I gotta.
So do you have to inform your probation officer, like, I have an interview today. I'm gonna be going somewhere.
Well, nah, I don't gotta tell that nigga where I'm going. I just seen that nigga today, my PO.
Or do you just have a curfew?
Nah, it's just GPS. They just want to like know where I'm at.
At any time.
Make sure I don't like kill nobody or rob nobody type shit. They don't give a fuck if I'm rapping.
They, know, they don't like, care.
Nah, they know what's up. But I ain't even like, you know, I'm rapping now. I'm just saying. But they still, they don't.
Yeah. Like, does your probation officer understand that like you're fucking a factor in the rap shit? Like
my parole, you know, he be telling me about shit.
He be like, yeah, I saw your music video.
Yeah.
Don't incriminate yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, for sure.
That's crazy. Yeah. It's got to be hard too, like, tiptoeing around like what exactly is like a parole violation, because is it like certain people you can't talk to in life?
Yeah, it's like can't hang with other gangbangers, can't wear certain shit, can't be caught in your hood.
But you can't wear certain shit?
Yeah. And that's only like if the cop an asshole though. Like if I wear like a hood hat and I get pulled over and you want to be like an asshole, like that's like a violation. That's gang attire.
Even if you're just a fan of the baseball team?
Yeah.
What's your hood hat?
The glove, the full glove.
Okay.
NY, the O's, the F, all that right. Shit. Yeah.
So if you have like a Brewers hat on,
yeah,
it's a problem. Even though for you sure. Could be a Brewers fan.
Yeah. I'm from 40s and that's labeled like, you know, as our shit.
So that's fucking crazy.
If you
want crazy.
To be
an
asshole, you can take me to jail for that.
For wearing a fucking baseball team's hat?
Hell yeah.
This is fucking blasphemy, bro.
Yeah.
And it's also a clean hat.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, a Yankee hat. What are we talking about? It's the biggest hat, the biggest, most selling hat of all time.
They don't give a fuck about that. It's LA.
It's fucking crazy. Shout out to the... Hey, man.
That's where they should go, man.
You know what? That's why I be in the Valley wearing all the fitteds I want to wear.
That's why I got to be, you know...
When I leave the Valley, black LA hat.
Mm-hmm. I like LA hats.
It's a good hat.
Yeah, I'm starting to like
it. Is it the only, like... I know DJ Head always would tell me, like, the black LA hat is the only super neutral hat. Like, if you have a black LA hat, no matter where you go, you're not going to get, like... You're not going to at least have any issues because of the hat you're wearing.
You can say that. Just black standard LA.
Just a black LA hat.
Yeah, black and white.
Yeah. Because if you, but like... Shit.
It depends on your demeanor, though. It don't really, like, depends on, like, your hat. Because I be wearing H hats. I wear all type of hats. B hats. It just depends on, like, your demeanor. Like, because it's a nigga I can see probably, like, with an H hat on, but I can see him. And, like, nah, this nigga like a geek. I know you're not from over there.
You'll wear an H hat?
Yeah, I wore H hats before.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I wear whatever, bro. I'll do what I want to do. That's what happens when you trophy. When you trophy up, bro, you just, like, do what you want to do.
That's my thing is, like, I always be like, damn, I'm so glad I didn't grow up that way because I love fitted hats so much. And I like all the teams, bro. Like, I have, like, a fucking sick-ass Astros hat. And I'm like,
yeah,
shit, I can only wear this in Burbank.
I was just looking for one because I just got this bomber. So I was, like, looking for, like, an H hat to go with it because it's orange. I was looking for the all-H hat, but like, I couldn't find it.
You don't orange. Get no, like, nobody says anything to you about that shit?
No. No. You know, people going to feel a type of way, but for just, like, really on me about it, like, no. Like, certain people going to say they certain comments, but, like, nobody ain't really been, like, on me to, like, make me not want to wear it again.
Right.
I was just, like I just said, I was just looking for all orange.
Shit.
Nah, yeah, hell no. Nah.
You could, like, would you wear that, like, in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you are who you are.
I done been to the hood with that on before. I done been to the hood with all orange on before. I got also, pictures like 2013 wearing all orange.
Listen, your tattoos are pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah,
so.
They already like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I've been wearing all orange. Orange, my favorite color, though.
It is a great color.
Yeah. H-hats.
Orange, a great fruit.
Yeah.
Quite possibly the best fruit.
What?
Orange? Think about it.
Nah, the best fruit, I'd say like a...
banana salad. Pause.
Yeah, bananas, fire.
Strawberry.
Probably like a strawberry or grapes. I like grapes.
You know what I like about an orange though is the orange juice. You get the orange and then you get like the, to me it's the best juice.
Yeah.
And the best fruit soda is Fanta, orange Fanta.
Yeah.
Like you ain't, you
I was
ain't,
drinking some Crush today.
That's what I'm saying. Like you ain't drinking fucking, I mean listen, Welch's grape soda solid, but it ain't orange soda.
Nah, yeah, orange soda fire.
A lot of good stuff comes from, I mean, shout out to orange. And shout out to all the colors, man. I don't want to get too far into that.
Shout out to Orange, Kev, but not the Hoochie, though.
Yo, is there anybody who you got music on the way with since you've gotten out? Have you been in the studio with anybody?
Yeah, I got music with all type of people coming. Me and Lil Vader finna get some other shit going.
He's great.
Yeah.
Super nice guy.
Yeah, shout out Lil Vader.
He just sent me a new song that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Is it on his type of shit? Like some ratchet shit? Like...
Yeah, some ratchet shit.
Yeah.
Some shit that's gonna have like the bitches going.
Yeah.
And then it's a new nigga coming up. He from Bounty Hunters. My boy Shy Belligerent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he sent me some shit. He been going crazy. Like label mate too. We label mates.
Yes, good Shy talk?
Yeah, good talk. Yeah, me and him. Lefty. Bino.
Bino's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I got all type of shit coming.
Anybody from outside of LA?
Or
outside of Southern California?
Yeah. I still got that shit with ESTG to do.
The guy who walked out of my interview?
Yeah, you said that last time.
Thanks for not walking out, man.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like, every once in a while, someone will tag me in, like, the clip of me and you talking, and it's not quite the you and Adam moment where you were just silent, but it's, like, similar.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
Yeah, man, I don't be trying to, you know.
Yeah. No, I respect it, man. Yeah. You got a lot of eyes on you.
For sure.
There's a lot of shit going on just right now. When you were like, yeah, man, I got a fucking ankle monitor on just for me to leave the fucking house is stressful.
Hell yeah. It's stressful, but then it help a nigga in a way, though. Because I know with this song, like, they know where I'm at, so it's going to make me, like, not want to do nothing stupid.
Right.
Not put myself in no stupid situation because I know I got this on my ankle.
Right.
So, like, I always say, like, even the day when they cut this motherfucker off, if I just move and live every day like I got it on my ankle, it'll prevent me from doing a lot of stupid shit.
And I mean, so it really works.
Focused on being an artist. It works, but like it sometimes it do get annoying though, because you got to keep that shit charged, all type of shit.
You got to like,
Yeah, you charge. Yeah, you charge it up for like 30, like 45 minutes to an hour. They charge for like the full day.
Jesus.
But you got to do that shit every day.
What if it dies?
I don't let that shit die for like 8 hours before. You can get violated for that. But my PO, me and my PO already established like a cool relationship where he like, you know, he fuck with me.
Have you ever had a terrible PO?
Terrible PO?
That was just like a dick.
Nah. Well, my PO, cuz he's straight, but when I go to jail, he be like turning on me though sometimes. He'll turn on me. I'll be trying to get COP, 10-day flash, all that shit. He be not answering his phone. They got to blow him up. He won't act like it's not in his hands.
That shit's crazy.
But I'm on the street, though. He's straight, though. He don't be tripping, though. Shout out my PO, though.
So when you were, like, locked up, like, you were, like, trying to hit him?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know.
I always do. Every time I go to jail, like, man, get me out of here. It's out of my hands.
It sounds like you got a good friendship with him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's straight.
You should have your PO do a skit on an album.
Hell no. He ain't that straight. He should work with them people.
He'll probably get in trouble. Like,
yeah, no, yeah, for sure you will.
He'll definitely get in trouble.
Yeah, he's straight, but once I get off this shit, then adios, you gotta go.
I hope I never see you again, respectfully.
Yeah,
once
for
you
sure.
get off of it,
for sure.
Yeah. Talk to me, man. Just like in general, like, you know, is there anything that you feel like? Because I feel like you kind of brought a flavor to LA hip hop that was kind of missing.
Yeah,
and I told you this before. Like, your style is like super unique.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people in LA sound like other artists. Like, there's very like obvious influences on a lot of LA rappers. You'd be like, oh, I know you listened to a lot of Draco growing up, or I know,
for sure.
You know what I mean? But to me, you sound like uniquely your own, just you. Yeah. Is there? How do you just feel about like just the whole scene right now in general?
It's cool. I feel like it's cool for the LA rap scene.
Yeah,
it's cool. Like, everybody like trophying up. Like, ain't nobody like really like stuck in like the same place. Like, every time I like see some shit, like, everybody doing bigger and better shit, like Rolling Loud now, or this person doing that, like, everybody trophying up in their own way. I was supposed to be there too, but me getting out in jail, they didn't want to confirm it because they didn't know that I was gonna like get on all the time, because I built up, so they didn't know like for sure. But like Shipes told me,
oh, you were supposed to perform.
Yeah, I was supposed to perform at Rolling Loud
next year
for sure,
2025. Yeah, no, just even at Rolling Loud, just seeing all the LA artists perform.
Oh yeah, that shit like, was dope.
It was super dope. And even like, oh, Jeezy got put on the lineup last minute. Like,
yeah,
it was a fucking move.
LA going up.
And you feel like too, a lot, this fucking guy just walking in mid interview with fucking free clothes. shout to Center Seeking. I was gonna say, do you feel like, thank you, thanks.
I just love interrupting.
Yeah, thanks for interrupting. Yeah, okay, Peter, thank you. Well, he got a bunch of free fucking clothes over there.
Yeah, okay.
I was gonna say, do you feel like, it doesn't feel like there's as many people, like, there's not a lot of division in LA rap, it feels like, at least, like.
Division, what you mean?
Just, like, I feel like people are all kind of moving in the same direction. Just, I mean, obviously, there's politics. Politics are politics. So there's obviously only, like, a certain level of that, but it doesn't feel like there's a lot of, like, hater shit going on. But maybe I'm wrong. You probably hear about it more than I do.
Yeah, it'd be a little iPhone film. It's a little hater shit going on.
And you got
shit.
No case.
Huh?
You're fucking freeballing your fucking phone like a psychopath.
That's my boy FB phone, cuz. Shout out FB. His shit already broke up.
You need to get cases on your fucking phones.
He shit already broke
up. Look, there's a case?
No, I got a case on my phone.
And look, it's a kickstand.
Look, I got that.
I get on an airplane, I can watch fucking TV, bruh.
Oh, you got the kickstand. That's exclusive.
Yeah, it's exclusive.
That motherfucker exclusive.
Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I go through all that for a case, though. I just walk in the store and just get the little case.
Nah, you got to go on Amazon. Bro, you're going to be taking a lot of flights in your life.
Yeah.
You want to throw Netflix on.
Okay. Bro. You know, I've never been on a plane.
Never?
Hell no.
Really?
I ain't never been, like, off probation or off parole to the point, like, where I can, like, travel type shit. I've been on probation since I was, like, 12, 13. I ain't never, like, been off from that to parole now.
So you've never been on an airplane?
Nah, hell no.
What's the furthest you've traveled out of L.A.?
Vegas.
That's just L.A. Vegas is like, you got two strikes.
Yeah, a lot of L.A. people go to Vegas.
We're going to go to Vegas.
That's the farthest I've been, though. I ain't never been nowhere farther than Vegas, bro.
You never been to the Bay?
No, I ain't never been to the Bay.
Really?
Mm-mm. I ain't really been nowhere, cuz. Always been in jail, cuz.
Bro, I got a book here in Phoenix.
Growing up, always in jail. Now I'm on this ankle monitor shit, but I get off this shit, though, this year. So once I get off this, I'm finna really, like, live life.
And then we're going to go to Texas and we're going to kill pigs.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure.
Oh man, I feel like we could do some cool shit. We should take a flight together for the first time.
I want to go to New York.
Let's vlog it. Let's vlog your fucking first flight.
For sure.
That should go up.
That's going crazy. Hell yeah.
So you drove to Vegas, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy, dude. Yeah. Well, listen, man. Like,
I gotta see the world.
It's funny because I forgot who I was talking to. I might have been talking to. I think I talked to Johnny about you, but I remember when we did our first interview. I was like, "Yo, man, that kid's smart. Like, he got a like, you got a good head on your shoulders. You got a really bright future, bro. Like, you're not like, you know, you're in a unique position where your life can be changed forever if you just stay down,
stay on the right path, stay consistent, stay focused. Hell yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
hell yeah,
let the little shit go.
Mm-hmm.
Leave all the ego shit, because all that ego shit will have you fucked up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, just keep it moving. Fuck bitches, get money, have yourself a good time.
Hell yeah.
How's the lady situation? Because you always talk about, you know, you're the trophy. So I'm assuming you get out of jail, you know.
Yeah, you know, of course. That's what come with this shit. You know, bitches be on a nigga dick. That's how that shit go. But I don't be tripping out on bitches right now, because I'm trying to get richer.
You guys get any sort of access to porn in the, in the jail?
In prison.
In prison you get it?
Yeah. Like, in the county you got to have your bitch like busted open on the phone. That's the, like,
allegedly.
The hmm?
Allegedly on the phone. Because you wouldn't have a phone there.
No, the wall phone.
Oh, like in the...
Yeah.
She's sitting next to like...
No, no, you call her. You call her from the wall phone in jail and she busting it open.
Okay, wait, wait, wait.
She playing with her pussy at home through her phone.
Oh.
And you in jail on the wall phone. You listening to it.
You can't see her.
So you can't just, see her. You got to just listen.
You're just hearing this.
All that. And telling her to say all type of freaky, crazy, nasty shit.
Yeah, say yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn, that's fucking
And what
sick.
You going to do when you get home and all that.
Yeah.
That's how you get it, girl.
That's crazy.
That's the closest it's going to get.
Damn.
That and your memories.
Your memories. You know what we call that?
What?
Your spank bank.
Spank bank.
Yeah. You always got the spank bank in your head. So if you can't, you know, get access to the internet or a chick, all you got is the spank bank.
The spank bank,
Yep. All it's the memories. And it's your imagination. So it's like...
Yeah, because you could, like, imagine some crazy shit.
You could be, like, imagining you're with, like, you know, fucking...
Anybody.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
Or Nicki or somebody. Or, like...
Yeah.
Who's in your spank bank that, like, hypothetical... Like, for example, outside of my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to my wife. She's the top five in the spank bank. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. But outside of her, prior to us dating, it was, like, J-Lo.
J-Lo?
And then there was this... Do you know who Rosa Acosta is?
Nah, she sounds like exotic though.
She's a legendary
Rosa. Was she Latina?
A legendary like Instagram chick.
She Latina?
Yeah, she's like Dominican, I think. But I think my number one spank bank as a kid was J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just thinking like there was like this like a video of hers where she was like running and her ass was jiggling. Like fucking Halle Berry, a little past your prime, but you know Halle Berry, obviously.
Yeah, she bullshit now, but like back in the day.
Back in the day, top five in the spank bank.
Yeah.
Who's top five in your spank bank right now?
Who top five? Gail King. Cougar.
Okay. Surprising. Oprah's best friend.
Oprah best friend.
You got to put Oprah in there then.
Shit, nigga, hit Oprah too. Oprah.
Oprah and Gail King.
Gail King and Oprah.
That's all you need in the spank bank.
Bang bang, Gail King, Oprah, two top bitches.
Hey, and if you accidentally got Oprah pregnant, it's fucking a good day for you.
What?
She's too old though. She probably couldn't carry it.
Nah, she's gonna do some sick shit though.
Gail King.
Don't make sure you ain't gonna get her pregnant.
What about Gail King? You just like watched her your whole life and was like, yeah, like
Gail King. When I was in prison, cause I used to watch Gail King a lot on Channel 4. Niggas know what I'm talking about in jail. Niggas know what I'm talking about in prison. You know, bam. Channel 4 early in the morning, Gail King on the news, bam. I just started watching the bitch. I'm like, damn, cuz this little cougar old bitch really starting to look good. You know when you're in jail, cuz you ain't been around, you ain't got no access to like bitches outside of like the guards.
Are you telling me you've jerked off to Gail King in your life?
I never said that.
Okay, I gotta ask.
I never said that. I don't know
if you're watching her on the news in the rec room and you take a mental screenshot of Gail King, you're like, oh, guys, I gotta go to the room.
Nah. Hell nah.
What is that like though if you're in a cell with
Gail King got ass too? She just gonna be trying to show it. She be wearing them dresses. I'm telling you, Gail King got ass.
Do you know this for a fact? She has an ass?
Yeah. You can tell.
She has a new show with Charles Barkley on CNN.
Oh, yeah?
It's called King Charles, Gail King and Charles Barkley.
Yeah, you seen it. I don't be like stalking or nothing like that, though, but like.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
I hope you meet her one day.
Yeah, Gail King.
You just got to get the flick, the A.
Yeah, for sure.
When you're in a cell with somebody and it's time for you to, you'd be like, hey, man, step out. I'm trying to rub one out.
Nah, hell nah. That's some weirdo shit. You just like, kind of like, when you in prison.
Yeah.
That just like already.
Like, leave me alone. I'm alone time.
Now, sometimes you'll go to the yard. Your cellie have his alone time. My cellie go to the yard. Got I have my alone time.
So you don't even talk
shit.
About it. You just
nah, yeah, you don't talk about that shit. Niggas say some that type shit. That's some weirdo shit.
What is the better bunk to have in prison? The top or the bottom?
Shit, it depends. It depends.
I feel like the bottom bunk, it feels like vulnerable.
The bottom cool. The bottom cool.
Top bunk, I feel like you can see
it. I slept on both. Like the bottom cool, the top cool. I'm a young nigga though, so I can jump up and down. A lot of niggas can't get on the top bunk.
It's like some
due to their weight size or due to their age.
Yeah, so if you're like in with like some OG or some fat dude, you'd be like, hey man, just take the bottom bunk, bro.
Type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's nice of you.
Yeah. But if you like a weird OG, then might be fuck her.
What's a weird OG?
Just a nigga that just, you know, it's a lot of weird traits to have in jail. There's a lot of different type of niggas in there, man.
What's the weirdest guy you've ever celled with?
The weirdest guy I ever sell with?
Where you were just like, hey, bro, you stay down there, I'm going to stay over here?
All my cellies was like, cool. I ain't never had like no...
super weird guy.
Like, yeah, like no super weird cellies. No, all my cellies was like, cool. I was in the cell with like all niggas.
But like, if you're in county, right?
Yeah.
That's where like, you also are going to have to deal with like crackheads and like homeless
people. Yeah, it's all type of niggas. J-Cats, smokers. Yeah, it's all type of niggas in there.
So all the like...
some of that time...
The smokers and shit, are they off in their own like...
Nah, hell no.
They're just mixed in.
They just mixed in. They throw whoever, wherever.
Jesus.
You be in there with ops, smokers, homies, everybody.
Ops and smokers at the same time.
Ops and smokers. That should be irritating.
But then when you go to prison, your ops aren't necessarily your ops anymore in prison, right?
Yeah, then your ops ain't your ops no more.
There's a flip the switches, right?
Flip the switch. That shit crazy how it works.
But then when you guys are out.
Yeah. I felt played, man, going to prison. I'm like, damn. Nigga, if a nigga's on the street, nigga would have did this and did that. It would have been this. Nigga get right here. Now fake way like a nigga best friend.
Yeah.
And I was like all that. Like damn, you be like all that.
It's like almost like, have you ever been in county with somebody and it was smoke, but then when you guys ended up in the same place later, it was like,
yeah,
well, we kind of rolling together now.
Yeah, it was like regular. Even in the county shit, you a fighter nigga, then be cool with a nigga. You a fighter enemy and then eat with them.
Right.
Talk about shit.
That's, I mean, shit, that's good.
Yeah.
That's fair. I wish it was, I feel like if it was like that out here, it'd be a lot better than, you know what I mean? Like,
well, like down the street.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if outside of jail, people just catch the fade and kept it moving and.
Oh, nah, yeah.
Can have a meal with their enemies.
Nah, yeah. Never
it'd be a better world.
Yeah.
It would definitely be a better world. What are you watching on TV? Do you watch, like, do you binge watch any television shows, Netflix?
I've been looking at some new shows to watch. I like The Oval.
The Oval, okay.
I gotta catch up on Snowfall. I only watched 4 seasons of that. I gotta catch up on the other 2 seasons or something.
The final season of Snowfall is rough.
Yeah.
It's not. It's just, I mean, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's a lot of unbelievable shit started happening.
Yeah, I need to catch up on
they get locked up in a basement with a fucking grizzly bear or a tiger. I forget the fuck. It's like this shit.
Oh, they were starting to do too much of that type of shit.
Too much, like, the writing got lazy and outlandish, and I'm like, all right, guys.
Like, that's what happened when, like, when the show got get too big or something get too big.
It always falls off.
It get too much pressure put on them, and then they start feel like they got to do some weird shit. That's how I felt about Fast and Furious 9.
Fast and Furious fell off way before that. But yes.
That shit was too...
Was that when they were in space?
They went to space.
Yeah, that's... See,
I'm like, I can't do this. I'm not watching this no more.
Exactly.
I can't do it.
I feel like the sweet spot for TV shows, there's 4 or 5 seasons. Once they get past the 5th season, shit always goes left.
Yeah.
Because they got to fucking just pull shit out of their ass. And it's like, bro, this shit is not realistic. Like, you guys did not just walk down the street and get kidnapped by a white man who threw you in his basement with a fucking grizzly bear.
Yeah, that shit.
This wouldn't happen in real life.
Ever.
But,
yeah, man.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I've been. What shows did you suggest?
I watched. There's a show on Hulu right now called Shogun. That's fire. It's about like fucking samurais and shit.
Oh, like the little Chinese people. Yeah, like the little fighting shit.
Japanese, but yes.
Yeah, kind of like. Oh, that's kind of like the Ten Rings.
Kind of.
Oh yeah, I seen like a little preview of that.
Fire.
Yeah.
I watched Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is the funniest show ever. The final season's on. It's like season 12 or 13.
I think I seen like a little clip. That should look corny though.
No. It's the funniest show ever.
Man, hell no.
It's funnier than Martin.
Hell no. Some of Martin's shit, like, some of that shit, like, old and, like, not funny to me, though, too, though.
Listen, you gotta watch, watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Only a couple, like Kevin Hart and, like, Mike Epps were, like, the only people that really, like, make me, like, laugh.
You should watch Succession on HBO. Fire.
Succession?
Super fire. That's a great show. What's on Netflix I just watched? Oh, there's a show called Beef. There are only one season, so you can watch it. It's about this Asian lady and this Asian dude that get into road rage.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole entire fucking season is this dude takes her plate number and then, like, stalks her because there was, like, a road rage situation where she, like, chased this dude.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking diabolical as fuck.
No,
it's on Netflix. It's called Beef.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
That shit's gas. You play any video games?
Yeah, I play some games. I play 2K, Madden, Fortnite. I'll be playing online.
You play
playing 2K with Rainbow.
Yeah. Oh, with Rainbow?
Yeah.
Who's better?
Me. Of course, I'm going to say me.
Yeah. Who do you play with, though? The Lakers? Home?
It depends on, like, who the next nigga get.
You let them pick first?
Yeah, for sure. I let the next nigga pick.
I like to see who they pick. And yeah.
Then I'm going to go off who you pick.
Like, if someone picks a shitty team, I'm excited because then I can pick shitty team I always want to use.
I'm still going to get a team that I know is going to beat your team.
But who do you think is the best team on 2K to play with?
The Celtics.
Celtics are good.
The Clippers. I got a gang of stars right now. Like, the Celtics, Clippers.
Are you more of a Laker fan or a Clipper fan?
Laker.
Yeah.
Yeah. But James Harden, my favorite player, though. Like, when James Harden's with the Rockets, like, I was fucking with him.
James Harden.
Yeah.
I'm sure he knows
I'm a big James Harden fan, though.
Have you met him?
No, I ain't never met James Harden.
He's tapped in. He's tight with Bino.
Yeah.
Him and Bino came to my club in Scottsdale.
Yeah, I'm going to meet him one of these days. But yeah, I'm a big James Harden fan. Fuck Harden.
I mean, look, the Clippers are good right now.
Yeah, they're going crazy.
The Lakers are okay.
Lakers bullshit right now. They ain't no fucking okay.
They're figuring it out. While you were locked up, they unveiled a Kobe statue.
Yeah, I seen that shit in jail.
Did you know that they have a ton of words misspelled on the statue?
Nah, hell no. That's how they did Kobe.
They fucked his whole statue. The statue looks dope. Statue itself is cool.
I really didn't like that little bullshit. He just, like, pointed up.
His wife said that he picked that.
Man, he didn't fucking pick that. They put anything on that man's name. I don't think he'd pick that.
Bro, there's like 5 misspelled words on the fucking...
That shit, bullshit. They should have got... First of all, they should have put Kobe when it was like number 24, first of all.
24 Kobe over 8 Kobe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, because 24 Kobe did it without Shaq.
Yeah, 24 Kobe for sure. 8 Kobe was going crazy too, but that's not really like... I seen clips and shit. That ain't really like too much in my era.
That was not your era?
Nah.
So you never got to really like...
No, clips ain't really like... You know, they can get, like, clips from, like, the best shit of different games and just put that together.
Oh, I know. Trust me. So, you know, every time...
I seen 2-4 Kobe, what he was doing.
Every time any player from any of my favorite teams gets drafted, I immediately go to YouTube and watch the players' highlights and convince myself that they're the best.
Yeah, that's
I'm like, damn, we're about to kill it.
It's just whoever got the best highlights.
2 years later, the motherfucker's out of the league. I'm like, but them highlights were crazy.
Yeah, that should be. Yeah. So them don't get me wrong, though, the number 8 highlights, they was going crazy.
But he had Shaq. Shaq was, Shaq was a fucking
Shaq alien. A beast in the paint.
You know, like the most dominant player ever.
Yeah, for sure.
Unguardable.
Yeah.
They had to foul.
And they played that old school ball back in the day where you can really like damn near slap a nigga and they won't even be no
yeah,
foul.
Yeah.
They was
Are really you a football fan? Looking.
Yeah.
Rams?
I fucked the Rams, yeah.
Yeah. Always the Rams or just since they came back?
Since they came back, L.A.
Yeah,
I had to be on somebody.
I feel like now you should fuck with the Chargers though, because they're better.
No, I don't really fuck with.
They
the
got
Chargers.
John Harbaugh. They got fucking.
I can't just switch up because they're better. No, I gotta stay with the Rams. I gotta stay down for the come up.
That's fair.
And then you just got a ring.
Yeah. Hey, look, you got a super. I mean, Aaron Donald just retired.
Aaron Donald.
Who's been the most famous person that you found out is like a fan of your music? Where you were like, damn, that motherfucker listens to me. That's crazy.
My nigga Eazy-E. I'm straight out of Compton.
The actor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought I was about to say.
No, not you.
I was about to say, sir, Eazy-E's dead. You mean his son?
Nah.
The actor is
Shout out both of them, though. Eazy-E.
When you said,
actor.
You said, my ninja Eazy-E, and I was just like.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. Nah, yeah. I seen him. Yeah, the actor. I seen him like, damn, in a story, Mitch's bam. I just clicked on it. It was cool. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. I think I was just watching like Straight Outta Compton 2 like a day or two before. So it was like crazy.
Cause you're like, I just saw you on
fucking. Yeah, on the day homies. Bam, went on the shit. I'm like, damn, that's crazy.
What do you think is the most misunderstood thing about you? The biggest misconception about you, man?
That I'm crazy.
I think that's true. Because I definitely was not, before I met you, I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah. People see like certain shit or like, you know, I done went viral before from like getting into my baby mama, or they'll see me like in like mad state. Right. And I already look like, you know, already look like a terrorist. So, bam. So, they already like just.
This guy said, I already look like a terrorist.
Yeah, just a demeanor. So, like, bam. So, once I get mad, it's like, ooh.
Nah, you're chill as fuck.
Yeah, I'll be chilling. I'll be cooling, man. I'm really like be chilling, bro. I'm really like player. I'll be chilling.
Yeah. So you just think people think you're crazy.
Yeah, a lot of people think I'm crazy, cuz.
And you're not. Yeah. I mean, everyone's got their.
Everybody got their mad side. Everybody get mad. I just get a little madder than others and take it, willing to take it a little farther sometime that I need to take it. But that don't mean I'm crazy.
Not anymore, though.
No, not anymore. I'm cooling now. Yeah. I'm chilling.
Shit, we got to keep you out, bro.
No, yeah.
No more gym.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's old shit. I was, really, yeah.
Without getting into detail, are you too worried about the new case, or you think it's going to be fine?
No, nah, hell no. If it was LA County, if I was like in LA somewhere, I probably would have got a DA reject. It's just like IE County, just bullshit.
What do you think about the LA shit where, like, I think they've gotten rid of, like, the bail shit, so it's a little easier to.
Oh, is that right? In LA County?
Mm-hmm.
What they do?
I think there's, like, before there was, like, they got rid of bail. So if you get arrested, you can, like. It's the same shit that's happening in San Francisco.
So what, you can just, like, what you do?
Well, you could steal shit, like, under $1,000, and they're just going to write you a citation. That's why.
Oh, yeah?
Shit's getting crazy, bro. It's true, like, you know, that's what's going on in Oakland and the Bay. The Bay is fucking wild right now.
Yeah, I gotta go out there.
Nah, don't. I mean, you do, because they fuck with your music.
See, yeah, they had a baby fucking my shit. I be seeing a little analytics.
You gotta go to Oakland. Gotta go to San Francisco.
Yeah, I gotta, you know, see shit, travel. Gotta.
You gotta go to, like, Fresno.
Yeah, Fresno.
Bakersfield.
Mm. I've been to Fresno before though, when I was like younger.
Fresno's a cool city. They got there's some.
I was in jail too with a lot of Fresno Bulldogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Fresno, man. Good dudes from Fresno for sure. Mm-hmm. So any idea when the next Body of Work's coming? You shooting any videos, or have you even gotten that far yet? I know you've been doing freestyles.
Nah, yeah, for sure. Finna shoot some videos. For sure. Probably shoot one a day.
What song?
I don't know. I'd be going along with it. I just go, I'm gonna shoot a video today. All right, man.
Let's pick one.
Pick one.
Any new tattoos? Really
Nah, I ain't got no new tattoos. I need to go get a session, though. I need to go get my stomach. The stomach, the worst pain, though, so I'm trying to get that out the way.
You got your back done?
Nah, I need to go get my back.
Oh, no, the back's fucked. My whole back's tattooed. It's fucking painful.
Yeah. They say the back don't really hurt like that.
It's the side. It's like the tender. Yeah. It's probably the same on your stomach. It's just like that
stomach
tender.
Really, that stomach go crazy. That stomach hurt.
And your finger. Like, my finger? Whew.
Yeah.
You got your fingers done or no?
Nah, I ain't got my fingers.
Your hand didn't hurt?
Nah, my hand didn't hurt.
It's anything with the bone, bro. Like, and then right when they dig into your fucking spine, oh my God. I mean, but you got face tattoos.
The face don't hurt, though.
At all?
Nah, hell nah. The face don't hurt. Especially, on the side. That shit, like, really, like, nothing.
Were people trying to be for Halloween at all?
Yeah, I seen a couple shits on TikTok and a couple shit. That shit was funny.
I feel like you'd be a very, easy costume.
Yeah, it'd be easy.
Yeah. Just throwing off a lot of cough syrup hoodie and just draw some tattoos.
Yeah, I seen a couple kids at school, like, trying to be me and shit.
You DM them and say, hey, guys, just so you know, the shit you drew on your face could get you killed in certain areas. Relax.
Nah, shit. Nah.
Nah, run with it.
I let them be all they can be.
Yeah. Nah, that's, listen, you're definitely, you're like you said, you look like a terrorist.
Yeah.
At least you're self-aware about that.
No, you already know, bro. Yeah, homies, you already know. They be spooked, like, in certain little stores and certain little shit I go in. They already be, like, spooked.
Right.
Okay.
Who is your personal top five ever rappers that you just listen to, you think, the most? Or,
like, top five, like, ever? Like,
ever.
Whole shit.
All time. Ever.
All right. In no order. Drake.
Okay.
Kanye. I'm gonna say Young Thug, Free Thugger. I'm gonna say Eminem.
Really?
Yeah, Eminem hard. And I can't think of nobody else, so I'm gonna just say Rallo.
Okay.
He gonna be, yeah.
Rallo?
Yeah, Rallo.
Is he out? He just got out. He's getting out.
I don't know.
I don't think a lot of people would expect you to say Eminem.
Yeah, Eminem hard.
That's interesting. They always say nobody in the hood listens to Eminem.
I don't like, I won't get in the car and just like throw Eminem on.
But he's hard. I mean, like, lyrically, one of the goats.
Like, nah, yeah, like, he like a goat, he like a legend.
You listen to Vultures?
Cause shit hard. It's like Kanye? Wordplay. He be saying some shit.
Listen to the Kanye Ty Dolla $ign album?
I ain't listen to everything on there. I listen to a couple shit.
Yeah. Have you linked with Ty at all?
He tapped in. He followed me.
You and Ty gotta do some shit.
No, yeah, for sure.
For sure. Mm-mm. That'd be hard, man. Well, look, new music coming soon. You gotta drop some merch or something.
No, yeah, for sure.
You gotta get all that going, man. Yeah, now that you're out.
Yeah, for sure. Now it's when they get all back in motion.
Like, did you have like a free X4 shirt when you were in jail?
No, I ain't had no free X4 shirts.
See, the day you got locked up,
I knew I was, huh?
You should have threw that shit online.
I know.
You could have hit a lick.
Dead homies.
Damn.
I know. I'm finna get it going now, though.
Yeah.
Get it going.
Look, man, it's good to see you. Look forward to the new music. And shit, please stay free, man.
No, yeah, it's over with now.
Stay out the way.
I'm out.
Yeah. It's okay. Like, you know,
yeah, I'm out.
You got millions of dollars to make.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Millions of dollars.
I need it.
Yeah. You got to see the world. We're going to take a flight together.
Oh, God.
When's your shit over?
November.
No. Damn, that's a far... That's, okay. Well, look. November's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
We catching a flight.
For sure. We out of here.
And we're going to go ride in a helicopter.
Yeah.
And kill some fucking hogs.
And kill hogs.
God damn it. Let's go,
we
man.
We can hit the filler on a hog. And yeah, we can go hunt some hogs.
There you go. My guy, appreciate you pulling up, brother.
Yeah, you already know.
Boom. Fire.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.